This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alrighty, InfoWarriors, InfoWars.com, band.video, InfoWarriors worldwide. You are now watching the fourth hour of the most banned transmission in the universe, the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Before we begin, guys, I just want to remind you that we are listener-supported. Band.video, InfoWars.com is supported by you. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out some of the products today. If you want to continue to see us living on the air, preaching on the air, putting out all the truth, putting out all the information to wake up, red pill, Christ pill, and just pull people out of the matrix. Guys, we are in your hands. We are in God's hands. We're in your hands. I want to invite every single one of you guys to go to InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of great deals going on right now. 40% off vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off down and out sleep support, 40% off whole food vitamins, and 60% off Brain Force Ultra now. Again, just go to InfoWarsStore.com. There are so many great deals going on right now. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com. We are supported by the people, we the people. That is you, the InfoWarriors, and we are thankful for you. We are 100% thankful for every single one of you, because without you, I think InfoWars would have been long gone right now. But all glory to God. God's got this thing going. We are all in God's hands, and we are thankful for your continued support. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com. Support all of your favorite shows, all of your favorite show hosts, and all the operations that InfoWars does have going on for the future. So shout out to that as well. The work is never over. Alrighty, guys, let's continue on with the news. Switching gears over to what's going on with this another Middle East conflict. You guys know, if you've been listening to any one of my shows on rumble.com/Drew Hernandez, Drew Hernandez Live, or whether I'm on Based America with LFA TV, or Unauthorized with Drew Hernandez on censored.tv, or here on the Alex Jones Show, you guys know where I stand. I'm America first, 100, America first. We cannot afford another never-ending war, whether it's Ukraine, Israel, Palestine, Iran. We are giving hundreds of billions of dollars to everybody else but our own country, our own infrastructure, our own wallets, our own people. And the money that we do have, that's all going to these foreign wars. And you know what else? All the money that we do have, that's all going to the dirty illegals that are invading this country on a daily basis. Oh, and by the way, all the money that we do have, that's going to the Islamic terrorists that have been infiltrating this country for the past three years, going on 3.5 years under this current Biden administration. You know, it doesn't take an intel analyst or expert. It doesn't take a national security expert to conclude that if you have a wide open border for 3 years, okay, if you have a wide open border for 3 years, you are going to get bad hombres. You are going to get bad actors. You are going to get Islamic terrorists infiltrating this country fully undetected. And there are various reports going out right now, and I want to go over some of them because they are very imperative to understand, especially with your normie friends. But before we do that, I just want to put this out to everyone out there. Really pay attention to how this is unfolding on the minds of every single American. Do you really think that you could sustain another $20 trillion war and conflict in the Middle East? Do you think that you could sustain that? Listen, I understand the biblical support of Israel. I understand blessing God's people. God will bless you. And if you curse them, God will curse you. I understand that. And I'm paraphrasing, correct? I understand that. But why does that always mean money? Like, are you that carnal as a so-called Christian that the only way you can bless Israel, the only way you could bless someone is by giving them money? I guess prayers don't mean anything. I guess prayers are useless to God, aren't they? God only wants money, right? And it's so crazy. It's so crazy that so-called evangelical Christians, they push this narrative, and then they wonder why Jews get stereotyped. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wonder why Jews get stereotyped. Yeah, the only way you could bless Israel, the only way you could bless the Jews is if you just give them all your money. Because they want all your money. The Jews want all your money. They just want it. Israel is going to take all your money. And they wonder why they get stereotyped for that. It really blows my mind. It's not biblical, dude. You could bless people in other ways other than going bankrupt. In my opinion, that's like a prosperity level doctrine when that gets twisted like that. I'm America first, dude. I'm not going to go into another $20 trillion in debt for another conflict in the Middle East. I'll break.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
And we are back. Like I said, America first. American interest, American security, American prosperity, the American citizen first. You know, I saw this report the other day, and I thought it was hilarious. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I saw it, and I was just, you know, because I saw it in a lot of right-wing spaces, and I was just like shaking my head, man. I don't know if you guys saw the report where they were like, Congress, I think it was Congress, reallocates. It was like nearly 15, it was like $14.9 billion. Takes it away from the IRS to give it to Israel. I'm like, what the? Why? What about us? You know, what about me? What about the American people? You saw people like all over Twitter, like, based, take $15 billion away from the IRS and give it to Israel. It's like, well, we got a bunch of homeless, we got veterans out on the street. You know, American infrastructure is crumbling everywhere. Americans are plunging into poverty. We don't have a border anymore. It's wide open. And the federal government refuses to lift a finger for obvious reasons. Damn, my paycheck's getting raped. Your paycheck's getting raped. Groceries are quadrupled. Milk is like quadrupled. Damn, we don't even have baby food for American babies, man. My gosh, I saw that. I was just like, dude, come on. What a joke. You know what I mean? What a freaking joke. Like, people actually believe so much for like fiscal conservatism, right? So much for fiscal conservatism. Oh yeah, we're like, I mean, the government just tells us we're 30. Yeah, there is House Republicans aim to pay Israel aid who cuts to IRS funds. It was like somewhere near like $15 billion. And like a lot of right wingers were like, oh yeah, dude, based, let's just go poor. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, poverty, it's great, isn't it? It's great. Yeah, great, guys. You want to be poor? Yeah, it's going to be fun, huh? Well, at least you gave all your money to Israel. At least you gave all your money to Ukraine. At least you gave all your money to the Palestinians, and you're funding all of it. You are funding World War III. That's nice, isn't it? Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice, guys? The United States of America, the American taxpayers, we're going to fund World War III. We're going to fund our own destruction. We're going to fund death of Jews, and we're going to fund death of Muslims and Ukrainians and Russians, and we're funding death, guys. Woohoo! So much fun. Unreal. And then you get hit because you don't want to be, you know, you're not. I mean, there's a time for war, but there's also these operations that are being run on us, the American people, because our bank accounts are getting raped. Why? And I don't understand. Like, you get like these so-called Christians and right wingers are like, all of a sudden, they're not America first anymore. All of a sudden, they're not America first anymore. All of a sudden, like, just give all our money. Like, no, dude. No, I don't want to. We're not going to be a blessing to anybody if we cannot sustain ourselves and survive as a nation. We can't be an ally to anybody if we aren't even ourselves standing on our own two feet. Oh, Drew, we're so rich, you don't even understand. That's a psyop, dude. That's what they want you to believe. We are not wealthy. This country is poor. This country is, they tell you that $30 trillion in debt. That's just what they tell you. Our debt is. That day's coming where the CCP, the Chinese are going to buy us out, dude. And you're going to be speaking Mandarin, dude. Everything's going to be owned. Made in China. They're going to stamp that on your butt cheeks. Straight up, dude. And a tattoo of Xi Jinping on both sides. You're going to be getting sodomized by the Chinese, dude. But yeah, hey, at least you gave all your money to Israel, right? Yeah. Pat yourself on the back, dude. Pat yourself on the back. It's totally a good thing that your children and your children's children and your children's 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 children are going to be paying this debt off with their lives, you know, working in slave camps of the CCP for the next 100 and 200 years. Yeah, no thanks. I'm all good, dude. I'm straight. I'm going to be America first. And if people don't like that, well, then screw you, dude. If you want to go and, you know, die for Zion, join the IDF and go do that. Or if you want to go, you know, you feel so bad for the Palestinians, then go join Hamas and go hold the line at the Gaza Strip. Take that crap out of my house. Take this crap out of the United States and go handle that over there. While I keep my money and I help rebuild my country and my family, so I'm not a sitting duck when we start getting attacked on the ground through the air and cybernetic attacks. Oh, yeah, it's coming. If you're that retarded type of American citizen, you're like, that's never going to happen. There's never going to be tyranny. That's never going to happen. Dude, you are getting so psyoped. Like, bro, like you are so 100% believing the absolute narrative that they want you to believe. They want you to believe you're so wealthy. They want you to believe that this country could never fall. They want you to believe that tyranny could never happen here on American soil. They want you to believe there's no Islamic terrorists here or sleeper cells here. They want you to believe there's no deep state. They want you to believe there is no shadow government. They want you to believe that everything's okay, isn't it? Everything's okay. It's all good. Everything's fine. It's like the little meme with the dog sitting in the burning house. Everything is fine. This is fine. You're just sitting in a burning house. The government's saying it's fine. Just give all my money to Israel. Give all my money to Ukraine. Give all my money to the Palestinians. Screw my family. Screw my countrymen and countrywomen. Screw the veterans. Like, screw them, right? Screw them. Yeah, screw that. Like, who cares about veterans? Give all my money to Israel, you know? It's like, but I'm America first. And give me a break. Aren't you sick of people like this? I really am, dude. I really am. But anyways, let's take a look at some of this intel. Here's a story from the Gateway Pundit. This is via the Western Journal. A 39-year-old intel analyst is claiming there will be multiple terrorist attacks in the United States over the next 14 months. I don't think that's really too hard to conclude. You don't have to be a professional intel analyst to conclude that. An entrepreneur from California who works in the field of geo-tracking, geolocation, and intel analysis is warning that over the next 14 months, the United States will suffer a wave of terrorism on our own soil. Yeah, the border has been open for the past 3 years, so this is the opportune time for these people to come in. Tony Saruga, who claims to have been an intel analyst for 39 years, jumps to his X account on Tuesday to warn that we are on the eve of wave after wave of terror attacks on our homeland. Saruga is not alone, of course. According to his LinkedIn page, he describes himself as a hardcore serial entrepreneur who built or sold over 600 businesses, said that he has performed intel services as a private individual for many governments and federal agencies. But whatever his background, the terror attacks he's warning about is not too far off of reality. He said this post will be attacked by the left, the Marxists, the trolls, Antifa, BLM, even the intelligence community, he said on his X post. He said, I'm a 39-year intelligence analyst, he said. I and my team's clients include the United States government and various different governments of the world. And he concludes that intelligence is never perfect. It's a messy, messy business. But he is predicting very clearly that there will be imminent attacks. He says the attacks will come in waves for the next 14 months. And he says, rarely can I guarantee the intelligence, but many times just releasing it into the wild can stop a false flag or genuine attack, which is absolutely true. But with as close to 100% confidence as possible, there will be multiple terrorist attacks in the United States that will come in waves for the next 14 months, including hundreds of thousands of CCP invaders and those that sabotage that are trained to attack our electrical grid,
poison our water supply, destroy our railways and main highway arteries. Additionally, at least 1 million, possibly 2 million terrorists are already here from Palestine, Yemen, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Qatar, Lebanon, Iran, Somalia, etc., and they are extremely well-funded. And get this, the Biden administration working with the UN has given them debit cards that are reloaded every single month, including organizations like the Hezbollah Unit 910, a sleeper cell already in the United States awaiting the green light from Persia to launch attacks, which, yes, the sleeper cell terrorists from this Hezbollah Unit 910 have already been indicted here in the United States of America. So, guys, listen, I mean, this is not hard to predict. It doesn't take a veteran United States intelligence analyst to conclude that if your border is open for 3 years, going on 3.5 years, that there will be terrorists infiltrating on a daily basis. And the sleeper cells that were already here because Obama made the Muslim community protected are all going to be growing in number. We got more.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap.
Be on high alert, American. Be on high alert, head on a swivel. As Bongino has been saying, know your surroundings. Be fully aware whenever you're going out in public. I mean, you should be this way always. Concealed carry is great. I'm all and will always be an advocate for self-defense. Always. But also, I want you guys to understand that, you know, when it comes to dealing with enemies of America, when it comes to dealing with Islamic terrorists, when it comes to dealing with CCP commies, there's a fundamental ideology that's in total opposition and hatred towards you. So a lot of people, especially like the woke retards out there, that's why they try to water it down. They try to water it down that it's not actually that big of a threat than it actually is. No, it is. These Islamic terrorists hate you. These Islamic terrorists, this is their faith. This is their religion. This is their existence. This is why they call and they echo the chants, not only death to Israel, but death to America. This is why you should 100% be concerned. And this is why you've been seeing them fully activated across the United States of America. Virtually overnight, the former founder of Hamas called for a global day of jihad within 48 hours. They mobilized across the United States of America immediately, hit the streets. And then now we're finding out, which is no surprise, reports are now confirming that just like BLM and Antifa-affiliated organizations are all funded by Soros by proxy and his organization, so are pro-Hamas organizations in the United States of America with all of their T-shirts, with all of their signs, with all of their scripts. I mean, you even saw this in high schools in San Francisco in California. You had a bunch of teenagers that have no idea what's going on in defense of Hamas and Gaza, all against Jews, which is crazy. And literally they were given a script by these proxy organizations that are funded by Soros. So, you know, there's also the financial component that's engineering all of this. And then people get sucked into it. And that's how you get sucked into a war, because you are forced to choose a side through the propaganda on both sides. So I don't know about you guys. The side that I choose is America. And that's fine. If I get canceled for that, I mean, ultimately, Christ is king. Christ is supreme. I'm always siding with Christ. But my country that God has given me to live in is America. So I will always put America first. And if I get canceled for that, then freaking so be it, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. All cucks, get in line. All cucks and leftist homosexual pedophiles, get in line, dude. There's a long damn line, dude. There's a long damn line out there for everyone coming up for the chance to slander and discredit and, you know, come after me. So, you know, what else is new? I just don't care at this point, you know? Okay. I really don't. But anyways, to further drive this nail home of how we have been infiltrated. Not only intel analysts are coming out and, you know, stating the obvious, but we have to go over these reports because there's normies out there that are still buying the lie that that's not happening here. Here's another report from the Gateway Pundit. More terror suspects reaching the United States. Here are known unknowns of the Biden border crisis, which is an intentional collapse of American sovereignty. I've stopped calling it a border crisis because it's not. That implies that this is just happening because it's due to incompetency. No, this is happening by design. Let's take a look at this report. Although the terrorist threat linked to the border crisis is impossible to quantify, some experts find the available numbers alarming. During Biden's first 3 years, a record-shattering 6.5 million plus illegals have been encountered by border authorities. That pace is increasing. The most recent monthly figures, September, showed another record number of monthly encounters, 269K. At the same time, federal officials have seen an alarming increase in border crossers listed on the United States Terror Screening data set, the official name for what is commonly called the terrorist watch list. Now, obviously, that's mostly Trump supporters now, but a lot of this is most likely outdated. I can guarantee you that. In fiscal 2023, which ends this month, Border Patrol agents have apprehended 172 such people, all but three of them along the southwest border, when all United States places of entry are added by land, sea, and air, another 564 people on the watch list, the terrorist watch list, were caught, bringing the total to 736. By way of comparison, between fiscal 2017 and 2019, Border Patrol agents apprehended a total of 11 people on the terrorist watch list. Scott sounded an alarm to Congress in the 2021 period when the total jumped to 16. When a number doubles, it gets your attention, he said, and we've moved way beyond that. Yet, the known unknowns, to use Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's famous phrase, indicate the problem is even worse. According to experts, for one, the terrorist watch list is only as good as the information that has been entered into it. Here's what he said. Not everybody's on the watch list, said Tom Benzman, who has tracked Central American immigration routes and the southern border for years with the Center for Immigration Studies and is the author of Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. He said there have been thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people from the Middle East who have entered, and it's completely reasonable. Even the president has acknowledged it, to worry that some of those could be and could become terrorist threats, Benzman said. I mean, this is very clear, guys. I mean, like I said, this is pretty much common sense, but we don't know common sense here in the United States of America anymore. We can't even define what a woman is. We got people just straight up sawing their penises off to make them feel better, right? Because their reality doesn't correspond what's in their mind. So they got to chop their genitals off in order to make it all right. Somehow that's supposed to work out. It never does. So we don't live in a world of common sense, especially here in the United States of America. But these are just the ones, the numbers we just went over, according to this report, these are just the ones that are being encountered that are probably on a terrorist watch list database that I guarantee you is outdated. I guarantee you this is probably older intel, and there's probably an entire new generation of Islamic terrorists that have been getting groomed, trained every single day, Middle East, probably since the Obama years. You guys remember, I remember being a kid watching Obama, literally teary-eyed, saying we have to start being more sympathetic towards Muslims, and we have to stop using terms like Islamic terrorism. We have to stop using terms like radical Islamic terrorism, because that's making the Muslims feel bad. They're still carrying on that narrative to this day. They created a protected class out of these people. And so the sleeper cells have been activated, and they have been growing in numbers, and quietly, in the shadows, infiltrating this country. Right when the Biden administration was installed, the floodgates were wide open, and they've been growing in numbers in this country. They've infiltrated, I guarantee you, an entire new generation of Islamic terrorists that are on a single list anywhere on planet Earth, especially the United States. Now does it make sense? Now does it make sense why the FBI has been going after you and me? And those terrorist watch lists are now right-wing domestic terrorists, are now mega Republicans, are now J6 political prisoners, are now people like InfoWarriors, Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones, you name it. That's part of the design. It's meant to happen. It's part of the engineered infiltration of this country. They've done it in France. They've done it in Europe. Mass replacement migration while allowing the Islamic terrorists to infiltrate as well. And then they get activated and they start slaughtering the citizens. And then it's an excuse for full government overreach and tyranny. Martial law rules for radicals. Saul Alinsky. It's happening, guys. The next 14 months are going to be insane, especially during the so-called election year. I don't know what's going to happen, but all I know is you need to be...
Please, remember... We are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra. really incredible, fast-acting nootropic back in stock. 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Weaponized governments, weaponized intelligence agencies, weaponized law enforcement agencies, weaponized militaries, weaponized anything that you could list that fills the void of any type of government-funded or government-controlled system. When you take a look at human history and you take a look at world history, they all get weaponized against their own people. And when that happens, there will be a rising, there will be a resistance, there will be a revolution. I'm not saying I'm calling for violence, I'm just saying when humanity gets put in a corner, when that free will is getting violated, and that free will is on the verge of possibly being stolen, which it can't be, that's why tyrannical, psychopath, murderous regimes end up just murdering their own people, just slaughtering their own people. They just genocide people that they cannot what? That they cannot control. And at the least, they will just imprison them and jail them and strip them of their freedom forever because they can't strip them of their free will. You get put in a gulag, your free will cannot be stripped. You get put in a political prison, your free will cannot be stripped. Even if these people kill you, man, your free will cannot be stripped. You got to be prepared for persecution, just like Christ said. Don't fear man that can only kill the body. Fear God that can kill the body and plunge your soul into damnation and hell. I'm paraphrasing. You got to fear God. But ultimately, you want to know, I'll tell you, the reason why I'm opening up this segment this way is because you take a look at our intelligence agencies. You take a look at the weaponization of the FBI and the DOJ here against American citizens, and it all starts to make sense. It all starts to make sense. The total floodgates just opened entirely after the operations run post-January of 2021, correct? FBI fully weaponized. They're praising the largest FBI investigation in the history of the intelligence agency in the United States. Wow, such a good thing, being weaponized against your own people. Such a great thing. Of course, that's a crown jewel achievement of the New World Order and the satanic authoritarians. Of course they're going to run around and champion that, because that's exactly what they're all about. That's exactly what they want to achieve. They're not here for you. They're not here to protect you from threats. They're not here to make sure that you're safe as an American citizen here. They're here to go after you because you hold on to your freedom. It's very clear. I'll show you a perfect example of that. Take a look at this article from the Post-Millennial. FBI Director Christopher Wray warns that Hamas terror attacks could happen in America. Well, yeah, obviously. Doesn't take an FBI director to tell us this. But he was pressed about this, and I found it pretty interesting when he was. In a Tuesday Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray said, "The gaps in our intelligence are real." Oh, wow! And said that there was a possibility of a foreign terrorist attack on American soil. He also said, on top of the homegrown violent extremists and domestic violent extremist threat, which is MAGA, which is you and me, which is InfoWars, right? He said, we also cannot and do not discount the possibility that Hamas or another foreign terrorist organization may exploit the current conflict to conduct attacks here on our soil. He also said, we have kept our sights on Hamas and have multiple ongoing investigations into individuals affiliated with that foreign terrorist organization. During questioning from Senator Rick Scott, Wray revealed that the FBI is partnering agencies are good with the known known, but he added, it's the unknown unknown that I worry about quite a bit. Oh, right. Christopher Wray also said that the FBI was, quote, not tracking terror cells or individual foreign terrorists operating within the United States, but added that, quote, the gaps in our intelligence are real and it's something that we have concerns about, end quote. That tells you everything you need to know. And obviously you can point out the hypocrisy in that, but the hypocrisy goes deeper. It's deeper than hypocrisy. This is intentional, you guys. Christopher Wray is not an idiot. Christopher Wray is not incompetent. Okay, the FBI, these people know exactly what they're doing and how they're going to do it. These are not stupid people. People like Kamala Harris, people like Joe Biden, the puppets, they're a bunch of retards. They're there for a reason. But these intelligence agents, these guys know what they're doing, man. You think that they're not aware that Islamic terrorism is rising in the United States for the past decade and is probably at its peak, at its height of accumulating and gathering sleeper cells growing here in the United States of America, especially in the past month? Of course they know, but they don't give a damn. It's all part of the agenda. It's all by design. This is all meant to happen. These people know that they're here, but the current threat is not them. The current threat is you. The current threat is the American. The current threat is the citizen of the United States of America. The current threat is you and I, because we stand for freedom and because you and I know our God-given constitutional rights. We are literate, not illiterate. We are literate to what we are as American citizens and our free rights. That poses a threat to this very regime, because this very regime needs that out of the way. And they will utilize Islamic terrorism. They will allow it, because I would argue that will probably ultimately play a part in depopulation in the end, but also they will be used to cause mass destabilization and chaos in this country, just like if they did it in France a couple months ago. The citizens of France were sitting ducks. They're like begging. They were like begging the government, please, please, just call martial law, whatever. Send in the military to put a stop to all these Islamic terrorists that hate us. Of course, that's all by design. And that's why the intelligence agencies in this country are going to allow this to happen here on a daily basis. Because this is meant, yes, you are last, they are first. But at the same time, the enemy here is you, not Islamic terrorism. The enemy here is the American citizen. Why? Because the regime is the New World Order. It's their technocracy. It's their authoritarian dictatorial regime. It's them weaponizing these intelligence agencies because they could they're fully capable of going after actual Islamic terrorists. I guarantee you all their databases are outdated. There's a reason why the past 3 years, post January 2021, all of the terrorist watch lists are getting updated with what? Trump supporters, J6ers, and they run around praising, this is the largest full-scale investigation the FBI has ever conducted on its own people. Of course, and even FBI whistleblowers are coming out saying, we are exhausted of our resources. This is the biggest thing we've ever done. You think that these dudes are surveilling Islamic terrorists? You think that the NSA, you think that they are scanning for threats? No, 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 no. It's all on you. You are the threat. They're not looking for any other hint of terrorism, whether it's coming from the CCP, whether it's coming from Iran, whether it's coming from Hezbollah, Syria, you name it. No. This is part of the inversion. This is part of the fall of the West. This is all a part of it because everything is getting weaponized against you. Like I said, the military, the intelligence agencies, police departments, so-called education circles, K through 12, the universities, the culture, the arts, science, guys, health and medicine is all being weaponized against humanity, is all being weaponized against the American citizen. It's all to produce, to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the Luciferian agenda. And Lucifer is behind all of this and the demonic legions that are all in power. So when I talk about deep state and when I talk about shadow government and I talk about the puppet masters and when I say the word they, when they're pushing these agendas, yes, Lucifer and these demons, they use human proxies. They use human puppets, but ultimately we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places that are continuing to push these agendas every single day. If you think that's a conspiracy, you're not paying attention. Straight up. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Warriors, worldwide, Infowars.com, band.video. I want to thank you guys. 2 hours today on the Alex Jones Show, the most banned transmission in the universe. I want to invite you guys to check out some of my work. I host the show Drew Hernandez Live. That is nightly, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I host a show called Basis America on LFA TV, rumble.com/LFA TV, which airs at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. And I host a show called Unauthorized with Drew Hernandez on censored.tv that airs every Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Use promo code Drew for 20% off. Again, that's censored.tv. And also, guys, make sure that you guys are supporting Infowars.com. And band.video right now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We are supported by the people. We the people. We are in your hands. There are great deals going on. Check out InfoWarsStore.com. Look at 40% off of vitamin D3 gummies. Guys, I'm telling you, 40% off of down and out sleep support. 40% off of whole food vitamin. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com. And a fan favorite, 60% off of Brain Force Ultra. Guys, the holidays are here, man. This is my favorite time of year. You know, Thanksgiving and Christmas time coming up. So make sure that you guys are getting ready now. InfoWarsStore.com. Getting gifts for dad, for mom, the kids. These make great stocking stuffers. I'll tell you that right now. So please be preparing while at the same time you are funding the InfoWar. You are putting gas in our tank to be able to go head-to-head, tip of the spear, against the New World Order, the satanic globalist goblins that want to eat your children and sodomize them. So, again, that's InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you guys for all the support. Let's continue with some of this news. Now, I want to, you know, I really wanted to give you guys this full two-hour report today because people just seem to think that all of this is not actually what it really is. And what I mean by that is, doesn't it blow your mind when you're having conversations with family members or you're having conversations with coworkers and normies out there and you still break down some of this information and there's some kind of like scale on their eye. There's still something there. You know, there's still some kind of scale on their eye where they're not that convinced. But a lot of people are waking up. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I get phone calls all the time, man, from family members. They're waking up to the mess known as Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and their paycheck is getting raped of taxes, you know? So I've always said that, you know, the installment of Joe Biden is, I think, will end up being a net positive because it's going to wake people up. But unfortunately, that's what it takes to wake people up. They actually have to, you know, feel it. They gotta experience it themselves. They're not listening to any of us. So I guess you're just going to have to learn from experience. It didn't have to be this way. But I guess that's just humanity, right? But let me show you the direction they're going to take this. Because I think we will see terrorist attacks next 14 months during election year. It just seems like Islamic terrorism with a Democrat president in office is getting reactivated, isn't it? Reactivate. Dude, I think they're going to activate everything. They're going to reactivate and reanimate Antifa, Black Lives Matter, now Hamas. They're all one, right? I think they're going to really go for it. And probably launch their bioweapons, run all of, they're going to throw everything they can. They are throwing everything they can because it's obviously way beyond Trump. This is about absolutely exterminating MAGA. This is about exterminating American patriotism. This is about making sure that this does not go any further than 2024. That's what this is about. It's beyond Trump, dude. It's way beyond Trump. So I predict, I'm not saying thus says the Lord. I just think, you know, enjoy these last 2 months because I think once we get into January, full election year, I don't know, man. I think the New World Order is they're going to kick into high gear, dude. I think they're going to throw everything they got. They're going to throw everything they got on top of the indictments, on top of the weaponization of the FBI. They're going to throw everything they got. They've already launched another never-ending war. They've already reanimated and reactivated Hamas, okay? And they got another conflict in the Middle East, and they're trying to prop up Joe Biden as like a wartime president. But take a look at the way that they are already going with this narrative. Here's another couple articles from the Post-Millennial. Biden administration refuses to classify agitators making violent anti-Semitic threats as domestic terrorists. On Tuesday, the Biden administration said they were making no plans to classify people in the United States who make violent anti-Semitic threats as domestic terrorists. Now, this goes beyond just anti-Semitic threats. This could be anybody. This could be an Islamic terrorist, you know, just hitting you up and saying, I'm going to kill you and your family. We're going to slaughter you in the name of Allah. And we're going to rape your goats. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? G, my G, what's going on, my G? We're coming after you and my G. You know? Like, I mean, it's like making genuine threats to your existence. The point here is how they're going to run cover for terrorists. Okay, so they have no plans. John Kirby was questioned about this. And he made himself very clear. He said, I don't know that we're classifying people as domestic terrorists for that. I mean, that's really a question better left to law enforcement. I'm not aware that there's been such a characterization of that. Oh, yeah, because, you know, the domestic terrorists that are getting classified right now are you and me and Trump supporters and MAGA extremists and right-wing domestic terrorists and white supremacists like me and black people that love America, right? Of course. And when you watch this video, we're not going to play it today, but if you do see it, I mean, this dude is just lying through his teeth. He's smiling at you. I don't think we're going to do that. We're not doing that because, yeah, they're focused on you and me, obviously. But the point is they're going to run cover for terrorists. So when these people get launched and their kill squad starts slaughtering Americans here on American soil, just like they said, fiery, but mostly peaceful. They're not rioters, BLM, or Antifa. Antifa doesn't even exist. They're just peacefully protesting because they're mad that they're oppressed black people and George Floyd, you know? They're going to do the same thing with the Hamas kill squads here in the United States of America. They will refuse to classify them as terrorists. Here's another story from the post-millennial reiterating the same thing. This administration is already their protected class. Islamic, the Muslims, they're a protected class. Kamala Harris announces national strategy to combat Islamophobia as anti-Semitism explodes in America. On Wednesday, Vice President Kamala Harris announced the Biden administration's national strategy to counter Islamophobia despite a massive spike in anti-Semitic threats and attacks in the United States and threats against Americans and around the world since Hamas terrorist attacks murdered over 1,400 Israelis on October 7th. Kamala Harris posted a video on X and wrote, quote, "Taking on hate is a national priority. Today, at POTUS and I are announcing the country's first national strategy to counter Islamophobia. The action is the latest step forward in our work to combat a surge of hate in America," end quote. So it's already here, guys. They're already running cover. So in the Islamic terror, they're more concerned about this right now. It's the same message. It's the same tone. It's the same rhetoric. It's the same psyop. It's the same propaganda that Obama started running on the American people to effectively make Muslims a protected class in this country. You know what that effectively does? That brings the Trojan horse in. You get all these Islamic terrorists in this country, all these sleeper cells that are waiting and patiently waiting to get activated to start slaughtering American citizens because of who we are, because we stand against their ideology, because we resist jihad, because we resist Sharia law, because we resist their entire false god, because we resist their doctrine of demons. That's why they call death to America. That's why they call death to the American. That's why they call death to the American citizen, especially if you truly are a born-again Christian. This federal government is going to run cover for these Islamic terrorists and say that you're an Islamophobe if you take issue with their murderous martyrdom, absolute satanic doctrine of demons ideology, even at the point of you getting beheaded live on social media, or your wife getting raped and dragged out by her hair and tied to the back of a Tacoma and paraded around your neighborhood. And it's going to be live streamed for the entire world to see. And you want to know what this cucked out so-called federal government's going to do? Well, you're an Islamophobe. If you call out these Muslims, it's the same damn thing they've done with black people. Same thing. You're not allowed to criticize a black person. You're not allowed to criticize anyone, a gay person. You're not allowed to criticize anyone that's been designated a protected class citizen. And then they run their Trojan horses through these communities and import all their New World Order satanic Luciferianism against you and I, the American people. Thank you guys so much for joining me for these 2 hours on the Alex Jones Show. The War Room starts in just a couple minutes.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.